American James reveals shocking backstage antics of Blue as band reunite.
Victoria Beckham looks visibly uncomfortable after being told to smile more.
Bargain Hunt star begs followers for help after getting stuck in train toilet.
Hello and welcome to Barely Contained, the podcast that's as beloved by the celebrity journalist world as the Prime Minister is by the civil service. I'm Chris Beckett and I'm joined as ever by Matt Withers.
Hello there, Chris Beckett.
Hi, Matt.
Should say, the point of recording this, the Prime Minister is Sir Keir Starmer.
Yes.
By the time you listen to this, it might be someone else.
Yeah, I think it's, up in the air, it's fair to say.
Yeah, it's fair to say that Wes Streeting is proven to be a real disappointment. Now, Chris, would you like some online celebrity showbiz journalism?
Would I ever?
Well, I've got a story from the Daily Mirror online, and it's headlined, Duncan James reveals shocking backstage antics of Blue as band reunites.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I didn't know they'd ever been away.
No, exactly. Welcome back.
The stand first is, Duncan James of Blue has revealed the changes he and his bandmates have made as they prepare to reunite again for another comeback tour.
Oh, those legendary Hellraisers.
Blue star Duncan James has lifted the lid on the band's surprising backstage demands, and they're a far cry from their hard partying days of the early noughties.
They were really up there, weren't they? You know, Guns N' Roses, Blue.
Yeah, Motley Crue. The All Rise hitmakers are currently on their 25th anniversary tour, performing to packed venues across the UK with support from pop icons. Remember that? Pop icons.
9-11. Surely 911.
911.
If they were ever called 9-11, they had to do a hasty rebrand.
Yeah, I suppose it would have proved quite controversial. 911. So, first of all, they're described as the All Rise Hitmakers. That, listener, is because that's the only song anyone can remember them doing.
Yeah, I can't say their back catalogue is off the top of my head.
And would we describe 911 as being pop icons?
Not even in their pomp.
Oh, good grief. So 25 years, Blue have been going. In a new interview this week, Duncan, 48, revealed he and fellow band members Lee Ryan, 42, Simon Webb, 48, and Anthony Costa, 44, have banned booze and junk food in favour of wellness and grooming products.
I mean, this sounds like a very good interview. I'd be intrigued to know who got this scoop.
Yes, yeah, I mean, I've not got to tell you. I'm presuming, I don't know, the New Yorker?
Yeah, I mean, you would pitch to them first, I think.
Yeah. We don't have alcohol. We don't have sweets or crisps or anything like that. Duncan told QVC UK's Joy of Shopping podcast.
Oh, that would be next.
QVC UK's Joy of Shopping podcast. One of our so-called rivals.
Yeah.
You a regular listener to QVC UK's Joy of Shopping podcast?
No, I mean, you know, I'm a very man.
We're healthy. It's all about the voice and hygiene. He described their rider, a list of items that artists request backstage when performing, as so health-focused that it was, quote, very, very boring.
Hey, we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. Nice that they put in what a rider is.
Yeah, oh, it's great. News you can use.
He explained, we have honey and lemon, but it's got to be Manuka honey with a good plus to it. It's got to be at least a 250 or something. The higher the number, the stronger it is. The better the antioxidant, the better the quality. It's really good for the voice. A good spoonful of it.
He was not lying.
It is very, very boring.
It's got to be. Oh, it's got to be. I mean, what sort of Manuka level are you at these days?
I did try Manuka back in the noughties, probably around the time that Blue were in their pomp, when I was peculiarly susceptible to any of the latest wellness trends. If I recall, a jar of it in Holland and Barrett, even in the noughties, was a thick end of 15 quid.
Whew. Yeah.
Do we think that Blur's All Rise Tour 2026 might be sponsored by Holland and Barrett?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't want to guess.
Yep, Holland and Barrett, when you can get the natural solutions when you need to, All Rise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Take that one, Blue.
Yeah.
Manuka honey, which, right, you can see where we're going here.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Manuka honey, which is produced in New Zealand, has become a favourite among singers, including Ariana Grande, Ed Sheeran and Lady Gaga, thanks to its anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. In the UK, 250-plus Manuka honey typically costs up to £32 for a 250 to 255-gram jar and £40 to £65 for a 500-gram jar, depending on the brand and retailer.
Well, there's no affiliates, so, you know, maybe they just kept it neutral. I mean, that's very odd, a 250 to 255-gram jar, yeah. Like... Are we, you know, is anyone going to be there? They didn't mention the 255 gram jar. Yeah.
Excuse me, you have a 253 gram jar. Yeah, this is peculiarly detailed about the pricings of Manuka honey. It's
big honey taking over.
Big honey have got their claws into Big Blue. The thick fucking hell. We're still talking about the honey.
Keep going.
The thick, smooth consistency coats and calms the throat and vocal cords while helping singers recover more quickly from vocal strain. Duncan said their rider includes fresh mint to accompany the honey and lemon concoction.
I can only imagine there is an angry swarm of bees circling the journalist, forcing them to put another few bars.
Good grief, this is dull. We also have a hairdryer. Because we don't tour with a hairdryer, he added, it takes up too much room. It's just easier to put it on a rider.
Yeah.
How big's this hairdryer?
They should put that on the posters. We don't tour with a hairdryer.
Imagine they're getting ready for their tour. They're touring the entirety of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. They've got everything in place. And then last minute, the tour manager looks at what they've got and went, you don't think you're taking that hair dryer?
Oh, goodness. Towels, everyone.
I'm sorry, lads. We don't have room for that hair dryer. Phone chargers are another request. Somebody will always forget to bring a phone charger. And the worst thing is, somebody will say, oh, can I borrow your phone charger? He said.
Oh, I bet that's bloody Lee Ryan.
Oh, I bet it is. You think, you know what? I've only got one phone charger. If I give it to you, I'm not getting it back.
Certainly not from Lee Ryan.
Honestly, those blue boys are notorious for borrowing a,
yeah, exactly.
Borrowing a phone charger and not returning it. It's where they came up with their famous song, Where's My Phone Charger? Oh my God, this goes on. The rider also includes hygiene essentials such as toothbrushes and mouthwash. Sometimes you get to a gig and you just think, nice clean toothbrush, mouthwash, because you don't want to go on stage with a coffee breath, do you? He reasoned.
He's having to win us over with his basically boots and Holland and Barrett based rider.
I reckon that Blue are only going on tour because they refuse to buy their own toiletries. And this is the easiest way. They're like, how can we get somebody else to buy our toothpaste, our toothbrushes and our mouthwash? Are you flossing, lads?
This Manuka honey habit has got way out of hand, guys. We're going to have to get the bus on the road again.
It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, Oasis got back together because one of them had a massive divorce bill. Blue have got back together to pay for toiletries.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Blue released their latest album, Reflections, in January, securing a UK number one. How did that happen in 2026?
I'm not sure that the UK number one is quite the... blue ribboned.
No, I suppose I haven't shed seven on a couple of number ones in the past couple of years. It's not, yeah, you're right. It doesn't really mean anything anymore, does it? The band began their tour in November last year in Asia before bringing the celebration to the UK earlier this month. Mm. Surprised they didn't go to New Zealand.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Get that honey at sauce.
Yeah.
You can imagine him there going, yeah, yeah, just, are we, will we be in Wellington?
Just going through customs. Come on, lads, keep
keep moving.
Yeah, keep moving. Don't look guilty.
Yeah, they're all sat round going, but technically, does it count as a liquid?
Yeah.
Because I've got 4 kilograms of it here.
Oh, it goes over 250 grams. Oh.
I told you not to get the 255-gram one. The tour has already visited Oxford, Bournemouth, Torquay, Cardiff, Birmingham and Stoke and London.
London. I mean, they should have tapped out at the English Riviera.
The band will continue across the UK throughout April and May before heading to Europe. The boys first hit the charts with their debut single All Rise in 2001, going on to sell over 15 million records worldwide, with hits including One Love, If You Come Back and Fly By. To be fair, I remember One Love.
One Love.
Yeah, for the city beats.
Yeah.
So for the city streets.
Yeah.
And for the hip hop beats.
Exactly.
I don't remember If You Come Back or Fly By.
Oh, I think I remember Fly By. Yeah, I won't sing it.
No. Don't sing it first. Not only because it'd be bad, but because
the lawyers.
There's copyright issues. After splitting in 2004, the group reformed in January 2011. They also represented the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest before joining the big reunion in 2013. You're a peculiarly large Eurovision fan, Chris. Do you remember their Eurovision effort?
I can't quite remember the song. I remember they finished top 10, though, I think. They did pretty well, considering UK's recent efforts.
Yep, and their unreasonable rider requests.
Well, exactly. Divas.
And that is the end of a story which, if you recall, listener, was headlined Duncan James Reveals Shocking Backstage Antics of Blue as Band Reunite. And I don't think it gave us what we were promised.
No, although I do wonder what they were spreading their Manuka honey on. Or were they just getting it on a spoon?
Oh,
maybe that's
yeah.
that's the sing away.
You don't want it to be like one of those early Take That videos. Do you remember the ones where they were all covering each other in jelly?
Covered in condiments.
We've got two comments on this story. Gibbo45 said, just another advert from the Mirror in the guise of reporting. I'm not sure whether Gibbo45 thinks it's an advert for Blues Tour or an advert for Colin and Barrett.
Maybe.
And JW60 just says, oh no, please not them.
Oh, harsh.
Cruel. Now, Chris, I believe that you are having a look at a story about another band of yesteryear, one, you know, a little more successful, shall we say, than Blue.
Well, yeah, we're digging into, you know, a slice of the Spice Girls, and the headline from the Metro is Victoria Beckham looks visibly uncomfortable after being told to smile more. Yeah. Victoria Beckham appeared rather uneasy after being told to smile, every woman's favourite line to hear, as part of a punchline to a joke at a swanky event.
Ooh, a little bit of editorialising in that intro.
And it doesn't, to me, necessarily sound like a great joke, but like, we'll let you be the judge.
Yeah.
Her and her husband, Sir David, were guests at the Time 100 Gala in New York City on Thursday night, where the publication was celebrating the most influential people of the year. Her and her husband, yeah, okay. The former Spice Girl, 52, was named among them, and after her successful pivots to luxury fashion designer and entrepreneur. But comedian host Nikki Glaser, known for her edgy humour, made fun of Victoria's tendency to keep a straight face in the public eye during her opening speech.
Comedian host Nikki Glaser, known for Reggie humour, or indeed not known at all?
Well, I've heard of her, but yes, it doesn't sound particularly edgy. One of the most impressive people on the list is Victoria Beckham, of course. She was a global pop star, now a serious fashion designer. She's married to David Beckham. She's rich, successful, stunning. Nikki began the joke.
Oh, here's the setup.
Get her ready. What's it going to take you to smile? I mean, really, please smile. You're one of the only British people who should, she added to laughs in the room.
I'll be honest, I wouldn't open with it.
Yeah. But when the camera from a Hollywood Reporter journalist panned over to catch Victoria's reaction, it found David 50 grinning gamely and appearing relaxed.
A game grin.
Yeah. However, wife Victoria leant forward and rested her elbow on the table with an intense glimmer in her eyes and the tiniest flicker of a very uncomfortable smile playing on her lips.
Oh, that's good. This is quite artistically written, isn't it? A smile playing on her lips.
Playing on her lips. Posting the moment on Instagram drew fans to debate the exchange and whether it was, in quotes, funny or not.
It wasn't.
I think we can set that to rights. Having a woman tear another woman down is sad. No one should tell anyone what they should do more of. Don't ever change at Victoria Beckham. You're perfect as you are. And we all live, brackets, sick, and support you, commented Amy Sessions. While JJ Powell observed that the quip did not land and others called it impolite.
Well, you say no one should tell you what you should do more of. I would say Manuka Honey.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not exactly tearing another woman down, is it? I mean, let's get things in perspective.
Yeah, I would say it was the sort of lame joke that you might get in a best man speech.
Yeah, yeah. The joke was also branded awkward and totally offensive, as another Instagram user dismissed it with, "Don't tell women to smile, thanks. Next joke, please." Some fans also enjoyed that Victoria didn't give Nikki the smile or laugh she was after, quipping that the comic was working overtime, hoping Victoria will send three baskets of Victoria at Victoria Beckham Beauty to outdo at Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm not quite sure what that means.
I presume we're going to get the explanation for this.
This came after Nikki revealed she sends flowers to anyone she roasts, with Leonardo the only one to ever send something back after she took him to task at the Golden Globes for never dating a woman aged over 30. And she still didn't smile much, lol, wrote Kat Zamuto. I love the fact she didn't force herself to smile. What a lazy joke, added Emily Samanovich. A clearly tickled David also faced some criticism with fans, feeling he should have at least looked at her for comfort, even if it was a throwaway joke.
I mean, to be fair to the Beckhams, they've had bigger problems than this of late.
Oh, I'm smiling on the inside. I feel that I have responsibility to the fashion community, the star once previously joked of her reluctance to smile in photos.
Is that a joke?
No, not really.
I wouldn't open with it.
Yeah. She also linked it back to seriously struggling with her body image in the early days of the Spice Girls fame. I probably did look stern in a lot of pictures, but I was so uncomfortable, she told The Telegraph. She will have also been feeling the strain of the very public feud with eldest son Brooklyn, 27, which hit headlines after his explosive takedown of him on Instagram in January.
Oh.
Last week, Victoria addressed the fallout for the first time before going on the Today Show to discuss her challenging year. In a new interview with the Wall Street Journal, she said, I think that we love our children so much. We've always tried to be the best parents that we can be.
Of course.
And you know, we've been in the public eye for more than 30 years right now, and all we've ever tried to do is protect our children and love our children. And you know, that's all I really want to say about it.
That's all they've ever tried to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit more. Yeah, I think that's probably it, to be honest.
Yeah, it goes on for a long time. I'll be honest, I prefer the lengthy list of the things that Blue take on tour.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, there are some comments, but they're not really very pleasant. I'll read one, which is, on the kinder side. It said, if she smiled, it would register on the Richter scale. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't lead with it.
I wouldn't open with it.
So, Matt, what have you got to play us out for this month?
Well, you know, we just had the very sad story, really, of the Beckhams being unnecessarily pilloried in New York. So I'm going to something, I'm bringing us back to Blighty and something that hopefully will give you a bit more of a tickle.
I think the thing is with that Victoria Beckham story, it's not, you know, they live in a different world to us, don't they? It's not really relatable. I mean, if only there was a story.
I think perhaps the listeners may relate to this one more. It's from the Daily Mirror Online, and it's headlined, Bargain Hunt star begs followers for help after getting stuck in train toilet.
That's what I'm talking about.
The stand first is, tele-auctioneer Charles Hansen wasn't feeling flush after finding himself locked in the loo on the train from Derby to London, and he caused a stink in the comments. Oh, God. I wouldn't open with it.
I mean, you know, let's go on with this.
Bargain hunt auctioneer Charles Hansen took to social media to plead for help after getting himself stuck in a train toilet. He begged someone to come to his rescue after the door jammed in the notoriously stinky facilities on board.
Notoriously stinky? I mean, you know, this train company might have grounds.
I mean, they are, aren't they?
Notoriously stinky.
Yes. You know. Have you ever sat near a train toilet?
I mean, I've sat in a train toilet.
Oh, really? Oh, no, I would always try to... Oh, no.
Sometimes you can't help it.
Nope. They are vile. They are Hades themselves, the train toilets.
Well.
Charles was heading to the capital for a charity auction when he got locked in. He uploaded a video of his trauma on X, formerly known as Twitter, and was met with predictably unhelpful replies.
How long was he locked in for? I mean, surely.
He was in there for 2 weeks, Chris. I'm stuck in the loo, he posted. If anyone is on the Derby train to London, can you let me out the toilet? The door won't open and I'm stuck. He detailed a little more in the clip and banged on the door asking anyone who was outside to try and get it open. Now, I'd say I would bang on the door before posting to social media.
Banging on the door with his gavel.
Yeah, I'm really glad I took it in with me. I was going to leave it in my bag and I thought, no, just in case.
I mean, if you're after a quick buck, I mean, there is something you can definitely, you definitely should be able to haggle an auctioneer or bargain hunt presenter who's trapped in the loo.
If anyone is on the delayed 1746 train to London, but I'm locked in the loo, if anyone is on the train and can help, I would be grateful, he said. For some reason, when I press these buttons, nothing happens. Hopefully, I will be okay. Have a lovely weekend, whatever you're doing.
His body was found at...
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Wow. I mean, I think I know what's happened. It's quite... Some of them, though, they're quite complicated because you have to press the lock symbol and then when you finish to unlock the door, you have to press it again, and then you have to press the open button. So I think he's just got it wrong.
Yeah, sometimes there's a little troll that demands that you answer three riddles to get out of there.
Yeah.
He forgot to tag in the train company, but one of his more helpful followers did. Imagine that you follow this guy on social media.
Hang on, I can save him here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, not all heroes wear capes. I'm going to tag in East Midlands Railway. East Midlands Railway noticed and replied, I believe I've managed to track the train down based off of the video posted. I have contacted the train manager on board and asked that they take a look and set him free. If I have managed to locate the right train, thank you for bringing this to our attention.
Wow.
Very
good
jumping.
Job, East Midlands Railway.
Others on X were not as supportive.
Oh, you surprise me.
You do surprise me. The people on X can't even see a celebrity auctioneer trapped in a toilet and not have to jump on. One posted, the buttons have a smell sensor. Once the stench of your number two is gone, the doors will open. It's a protection mechanism for other passengers. Another said, I bet you were a little flushed. Not very convenient.
No. I wouldn't hope, would they?
He confirmed he had been released earlier this evening after even Edwina Curry saw his SOS.
Once she gets involved, you know things. You know shit's going to happen.
All safely out. Thank you, Edwina. And back on track to the charity auction.
I mean, what does she... How did she actually help?
She's got contacts. Yeah. The star recently offered a glimpse into his personal life as he stumbled upon an unexpected discovery at his home. In a clip posted to his TikTok account, he explained exactly what had happened. Alongside the footage, Charles wrote, "Ripped my carpet up and you won't believe what I found. Yes, I know. Wrong tool, but I was excited."
Okay.
What? He went on to say, "I've had a very late night tonight. I've been busy with my screwdriver."
Okay.
"And look at this. Old carpet. Underneath, I've been revealing some of the original tiles which graced my house probably 140 years ago. But just look at what I'm revealing." He went on, "It's wonderful. Just look at this, at what I've done so far. It's a revelation."
I'm starting to understand why they locked him in the toilet.
Yeah, honestly, keep him in there. He then swings the camera around to show the state of the floor. And it's safe to say the results are pretty spectacular, reports the Express.
A busy news day.
Little about turn here. Brace yourselves.
Okay.
In March, a thug who broke into his auction house to steal more than £21,000 in valuables was sentenced. He spoke after Shane O'Malley was jailed for 2.5 years at Derby Crown Court. He said, "The emotional and financial impact of burglaries on homes and businesses is significant. I am pleased the police were able to bring this person to justice. I would say that while justice has been done, I would like to see harsher sentences imposed for crimes of this nature."
Now, I don't know, maybe I'm being cynical, but I feel like sometimes with these online stories, if you just add like maybe an extra one or two paragraphs, you can put another advert here.
Yes, yes. And absolutely you can, because just above this final part, there is an advert for Your Right to Know to see the plants where you live, and also Hollywood Bowl.
Excellent.
Let the good times roll, Chris.
Well, I certainly will.
Don't appear to be any comments on this story, unless I've missed them.
Well, it's one of those, you know, it's quite sensitive.
I don't know what he, you know, maybe he can think of somewhere in specific that this burglar should be locked up.
Yeah, exactly. maybe there's a sort of, you know, like a kind of Con Air, but on the train.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Chris, it's been another good Barely Contained.
It's been a fantastic one.
And we'll be back next month. But in the interim, would you like to point people perhaps to where they might like to go?
I suppose so. Yeah, I mean, we could.
I mean, you don't have to. You can't be arsed.
Yeah. I mean, go on X, formerly Twitter, at @barely_pod. Or you can go to Facebook and look at Barely Contained the Podcast, which has a full archive.
You can. And of course, you can find us on any podcatcher out there, including, but not limited to, the one that you're currently listening to this on. We're on Spotify, we're on Amazon, we are on Apple Podcasts. Basically, if you can listen to podcasts, we are on there. We're also on YouTube, albeit only in audio format. But please do subscribe, give us a rating, 5 stars, please. It all helps. Thank you very much. Tell your friends. Tell your family, tell the staff on East Midland Railways.
Exactly. Tell Edwina Curry.
Tell Edwina Curry. She's very influential, yep. It turns out. And it just leaves me to say thank you very much, Chris Beckett.
Yeah, thank you, Matt Withers.
And thank you, the listeners.
Thank you.
And we will be back on January, February, March, April, May, June the 1st.
June the 1st,
we'll
yes.
We'll be back on June the 1st when summer comes around.
Exactly. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
tonight I'm on the delayed 1746 train to London, but I'm locked in the loo. If anyone's on the train, the 1754, I'll be grateful. For some reason, when I press these buttons, nothing's happening. Anyway, hopefully I'll be okay. Have a lovely evening, wherever you are. I'm on a train just approaching Leicester, heading south. Have a great weekend, and hopefully I'll be out. Hello? If you're waiting for the loo, can you open the door? It could be a long journey.